الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
الله يا الله سبحان الله الله يا الله والحمد لله الله ولا إله إلا الله الله يا الله والله أكبر.
Just as faith from the every outset was the source of the movement's success, your massing together because of the faith in your hearts led your crushing victory over satanic powers. People had nothing except their cries of, "There is no God but Allah, and Allah is the greatest." It was faith that took them to the victory and by which all the calculations of the regime turned out wrong. They had reckoned that unarmed people would not be able to overpower those equipped with these modern weapons. These calculations proved to be wrong because they had not taken spirituality into account. They had just considered the material aspect. Spiritualism triumphed over materialism. Allah triumphed over Satan. It is always so.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini. In one of his speeches, he says that unpurified knowledge is more harmful than ignorance. We are striving in order to gain purification. Why is it important? It is important because when our soul is purified, then obviously we can benefit the most from the light of guidance. Because Allah says, اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah is the close guardian of those who believed. He takes them out of darknesses towards the light, towards the nur. And knowledge is again a nur. The way we said that in the Quran, it is said when Allah refers to the holy books which were revealed upon the prophets, when he talks about the book, he says that it is a nur. There is a light in it. This knowledge is nur. And he puts this nur into the soul of the ones whoever he wishes. So the knowledge is nur. Therefore, Imam Khomeini says that if someone has unpurified knowledge, it is more harmful than the ignorance. Why? Because if the nur is not purified, if the knowledge is not purified, it means that the person, without having any purification of soul, without reforming himself, without having an inner purification, is going towards the knowledge. And when he gains that knowledge, this knowledge brings arrogance in him. This knowledge brings self-loving in him. This knowledge brings the love of this material world. This knowledge takes him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This knowledge takes him away from justice. This knowledge makes him an oppressor.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu ala.
When he says unpurified knowledge, it is referred to a knowledge which has been gained without purification, without the purification of the soul, which we are striving in the month of Ramadan. We want to have this purification. So this unpurified knowledge is basically something that brings darkness, and it is more harmful than ignorance, because the person who have ignorance, who does not know about it, when he talks about something, it is due to the ignorance that he has. But the person who knows the things and it is impurified, obviously he is talking out of arrogancy, out of oppression, and sometimes purposefully they hide what they know, they hide the truth. And that is why Imam Khomeini has said that unpurified knowledge is more harmful than the ignorance.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.